There was a time when potatoes were not planted in rows, not buried deep, and not grown the way textbooks insist today. In the early 1900s, small farmers quietly used a method that produced up to 3 times more tubers from the same land. It required no fertilizer, no chemicals, and almost no digging. Then it disappeared. Not because it failed, but because it worked too well outside the emerging industrial system. In 1905, agricultural bulletins from Eastern Europe, Russia, and parts of rural France documented an unusual practice. Farmers laid seed potatoes directly on the soil surface, covered them with organic matter, and never hilled again. No repeated labor, no soil disturbance, just layers. The results shocked early agronomists. More tubers, larger clusters, less disease, dramatically reduced labor. But this method had a problem. It could not be mechanized. As farming shifted toward tractors, uniform rows, and standardized depth planting, any technique that ignored machines was labeled primitive. The surface method was quietly removed from manuals. By the 1930s, it was gone. What replaced it was control, deep planting, aggressive hilling, exposed soil, heavy feeding, all designed for machinery, not biology. The forbidden method did not disappear completely. It survived in back gardens, war gardens, and subsistence plots. Families passed it down without naming it. Just lay them down, cover them, leave them alone. This was not laziness, it was observation. Potatoes evolved to form tubers in loose, cool, oxygen-rich layers, not compacted soil, not disturbed earth. The 1905 method worked because it mimicked forest floor conditions, layered, protected, alive. And when yields tripled, the method became dangerous to systems built on effort, fuel, and inputs.
The forbidden method is simple, but every step matters. Seed potatoes are placed directly on the soil surface, not buried. Spacing is wider than modern rows, allowing lateral expansion. The soil beneath remains untouched, preserving fungal networks and microbial structure. Then comes the key: cover, not bury. A thick layer of straw, hay, leaves, or mixed organic matter is placed over the potatoes. Initial depth, 20 to 30 centimeters. As plants grow, more material is added on top, never soil. This creates a living mound that behaves differently from dirt. Organic layers regulate temperature, they hold moisture, they allow oxygen to penetrate freely. Tubers form upward and outward, not compressed downward. This eliminates misshapen growth and rot. Most importantly, stolons form continuously. In traditional planting, hilling cuts off potential growth zones. In the layered method, every new layer becomes a new opportunity for tuber formation. This is where yield multiplies. One seed potato can produce tubers at multiple vertical levels, not one harvest zone, several. Pests decrease dramatically. Colorado potato beetles struggle to locate plants. Soil-borne diseases fail without exposed, compacted ground. Blight spreads slower due to better airflow and reduced splashback from rain. Watering becomes optional. Mulch retains moisture so efficiently that drought stress nearly disappears. Harvest is gentle, no digging, no damage. Layers are pulled aside and clean potatoes are lifted by hand. This method favors biology over force. It rewards patience, and it removes labor almost entirely, which is exactly why it was never welcomed by industrial agriculture.
By the 1910s, agriculture was no longer about feeding families alone. It was about feeding markets. Machines required uniform depth. Uniform depth required bare soil. Bare soil required fertilizer. Fertilizer required factories. The 1905 method broke this chain. It eliminated repeated hilling, a major labor metric.
It reduced fertilizer demand. It made yields unpredictable in size, but massive in volume. It looked messy. Agricultural authorities labeled it unsanitary, later inefficient, not because of data, but because it didn't fit models. During World War I and II, the method briefly returned. Straw-grown potatoes fed villages when fuel and labor were scarce. After the wars, it vanished again. Post-war agriculture demanded speed, predictability, and visual uniformity. Potatoes became products, not food. The layered method produced abundance, but abundance without control. Even home gardeners were discouraged. Magazines warned of rodents, fungus, and rot. Yet trials repeatedly showed lower disease rates when airflow and microbial life were preserved. The truth was simpler. A method that produces more with less threatens systems built on selling more inputs every season. So it was forgotten or laughed at. But soil remembers. The method still works, better than ever. Modern gardeners who adopt it report yields 2 to 3 times higher than trench planting. Soil improves yearly instead of degrading. Workload collapses. The key is material. Carbon-rich layers matter more than nitrogen. Straw, dried leaves, old hay. Avoid fresh grass alone. It compacts. Start after soil warms slightly. Lay seed potatoes when danger of hard frost passes. Cover generously. Do not disturb. Do not dig. Do not check progress. Let the plant decide. As stems grow, add layers. Think upward, not downward. Each layer is potential food. At season's end, pull back the cover. Harvest clean, undamaged tubers. Leave some behind. The system self-renews. This method was never forbidden by law. It was forbidden by omission. Garden Lore Vault exists to restore what was erased, not because it failed, but because it freed people from dependency. The 1905 potato method doesn't just triple yield, it returns control to the gardener. And that is why it vanished. The forbidden potato method was never just about potatoes. It was about a philosophy that modern gardening quietly abandoned. For thousands of years, food crops were grown in partnership with decay, cover, and time. Forest floors were the model. Leaves fell, organic matter layered itself, roots explored without disturbance. Nutrients moved slowly but constantly. The 1905 method copied that system almost perfectly. When we bury potatoes deep and expose soil repeatedly, we interrupt fungal networks, we collapse air pockets, we force roots into compacted layers where oxygen is scarce. The plant survives, but it does not thrive. The layered method restores something deeper than yield. It restores soil memory. Microbial life explodes under permanent cover. Mycorrhizal fungi reconnect roots to minerals. Worm populations triple. Carbon stays locked in the ground instead of oxidizing into the air. This is why gardeners who use the method notice something strange after 2 or 3 seasons. Not just better potatoes, but healthier soil for everything else. Beds once considered poor suddenly grow stronger crops. Water retention improves, weeds weaken, diseases lose ground because the soil is no longer stressed. The method also teaches restraint. Modern gardening encourages constant intervention, digging, feeding, correcting. The forbidden method demands trust. Once the layers are placed, you step back. No checking, no correcting, no fixing. And this absence of control is uncomfortable, especially for gardeners trained to believe effort equals success. But biology does not respond to effort, it responds to conditions. The 1905 method works because it creates conditions where the plant does the work itself.
This is why it returns so easily once rediscovered. Gardeners who try it rarely go back, not because it is easier, but because it feels right. It aligns with how potatoes evolved, with how soil functions, with how food systems once operated before efficiency replaced resilience. This method will never appear in industrial manuals. It will never be optimized for machines. It cannot be patented, packaged, or sold as a product. It can only be practiced. And that makes it dangerous to forget and powerful to remember. Garden Lore Vault exists to recover these quiet techniques, the ones erased not by failure, but by incompatibility with control. The forbidden potato method is not a trick, it is a reminder. Abundance was never engineered, it was layered.